I'm on a rutted street on the northwest side of Cedar Rapids. It's a neighborhood of refurbished homes that was hit hard by the flood of 2008. Behind me is one of the small buildings heavily damaged 3 years ago. On a green cloth dome at its top, it reads, "There is only Allah to be worshipped, and Muhammad is his messenger." This is the Mother Mosque of America.
My name is Taha Tawil, and I am the Imam and Director of the Mother Mosque of America, the Islamic Cultural and Heritage Center.
Imam Tawil was raised in Jerusalem and arrived in Iowa via Chicago 28 years ago. The Mother Mosque he proudly shows off was not the first mosque built in North America, but the simple two-story structure in Cedar Rapids is the longest-standing place of worship for Muslims in the nation. 15 families came together to develop what was first known as the Rose of Fraternity Lodge.
The Muslim built this mosque as a nadi, which we call the club or Islamic social place, with dual functions, one for social time and one for prayer and teaching and so on.
Work was completed on the mosque in February of 1934. A photo snapped at the grand opening hangs from a wall in its lower level. It shows at least 100 people crowded around the steps leading to the front door.
We put these pictures to remind the newcomers and the new people that we have, the fourth generation. This is what your forefathers have done.
Muslims began arriving in Iowa in the 1880s, drawn by the rich farmland. It's believed the four Habhab brothers were the first to come. They settled in Fort Dodge. Paul Habhab of Cedar Rapids is one of their descendants.
Islam is not something new to the country or the area. Thankfully, we've been here and existed peacefully and contributed in a very American fashion.
It's estimated there are more than 700 Muslim families living in and around Cedar Rapids today. Many of their forebears immigrated from what is now Lebanon. They drifted to eastern Iowa when factory jobs in Detroit and Toledo dried up. Hassan Igram operates a printing plant in town. He sits in a furniture store owned by his uncle, Neji Igram, where pop music plays over the speakers. Hassan Igram's grandfather was one of the early arrivals in eastern Iowa.
I think one thing led to another, and people were telling them how nice it was here and how they could make a living. It was kind of frontier country back then. So they came out and became traders and grocers and so on, and built their own grocery stores and did very well.
The prominent Muslim families in Cedar Rapids, the Igrams, the Sharoniks, the Ossies, have stamped their names on the city's business and professional scenes. Hassan Igram says the Muslim pioneers in Iowa understood the value of public goodwill.
I remember that being told a story that my grandfather, during the time of the Depression, sold groceries on credit. So people that didn't have the money to pay for groceries basically ran up tabs and settled up after the Depression. Some of them did, some of them didn't, but he did that out of the goodness of his heart and was, again, very much respected and revered for that for many years thereafter.
As word spread about the profitable life that could be led in Cedar Rapids, more Muslim families arrived. Imam Tawil at the Mother Mosque says by the early 1970s, the Muslim worshipful had outgrown the tiny original mosque on 9th Street. He says a much larger Islamic center was needed.
So the old mosque, this mosque where we are now, it was sold in order to finance the new building. And where it was a teenage club, and then it was like a refugee center, then it was like a church, and many other usage. And then it was for sale again, and so the Islamic Council of Iowa bought the building back and put it together as a historical site.
By the time the Muslim community regained possession in 1990, the place had fallen into a sad state of disrepair. It took time and contributions before the Mother Mosque was back in shape. The religious and social activities for Cedar Rapids Muslims had moved to the newer, bigger mosque, but the Mother Mosque regained its special spot in the hearts of many in the Muslim community. Then came the flood of 2008. Again, a photo is on display to show what happened.
The mosque have 10 feet of water, and you see how the damage for all the books, all the records that we have, the artifacts, the things that we were proud of, you know, showing our community.
Imam Tawil says the upstairs prayer room was spared. In fact, he says it was the only spot in the neighborhood to retain power during the destructive flood. Within a few months, the muck had been scrubbed away from the rest of the structure with elbow grease supplied by Muslims and non-Muslims alike. And now the tiny white mosque has reclaimed its treasured place in the history of Islam in Iowa. This past includes one more Muslim first for Cedar Rapids. In the late 1940s, a leading business family, the Ossies, donated land that would become the nation's first cemetery for the exclusive use by Muslims. It stands apart from the other graveyards in town because all the plots face northeast toward Mecca, Saudi Arabia, Islam's holiest city. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.